I summarized for her my meeting with Multicano in the hotel in Shinagawa. I told her about my polka dot tie, that there had been no sign of it in the wardrobe, that Multicano had nonetheless managed to find me in the crowded tea room, that she had a unique way of dressing and of speaking, which I described. Kumiko enjoyed hearing about Multicano's red vinyl hat, but when I was unable to provide a clear answer regarding the whereabouts of our lost cat, she was deeply disappointed.
"Then she doesn't know where the cat is either?"
Kumiko demanded.
"The best she could do is tell you it is no longer in our neighborhood?"
"That's about it," I said. I decided not to mention anything about the obstructed flow of the place we lived in, or that this could have a connection with the disappearance of the cat. I knew it would bother Kumiko, and for my own part, I had no desire to increase the number of things we had to worry about. We would have had a real problem if Kumiko insisted on moving because this was a bad place. Given our present economic situation, it would have been impossible for us to move.
"That's what she tells me," I said. "The cat is not around here anymore." "Which means it will never come home?"
"I don't know," I said. "She was vague about everything. All she came up with were hints. She did say she'd get in touch with me when she found out more, though."
"Do you believe her?"
"Who knows? I don't know anything about this kind of stuff." I poured myself some more beer and watched the head settle. Kumiko rested her elbow on the table, chin in hand.
"She must have told you she won't accept payment or gifts of any kind," she said.
"Uh-huh. That's certainly a plus," I said. "So what's the problem? She won't take our money. She won't steal our souls. She won't snatch the princess away. We've got nothing to lose."
"I want you to understand one thing," said Kumiko. "That cat is very important to me. Or should I say to us? We found it the week after we got married, together, you remember?"
"Of course I do."
"It was so tiny, and soaking wet in the pouring rain. I went to meet you at the station with an umbrella, poor little baby. We saw him on the way home. Somebody had thrown him into a beer crate next to the off-license. He's my very first cat. He's important to me, a kind of symbol. I can't lose him."
"Don't worry, I know that."
"So where is he? He's been missing for 10 days now. That's why I called my brother. I thought he might know a medium or clairvoyant, somebody who could find a missing cat." "I know you don't like to ask my brother for anything, but he's followed in my father's footsteps. He knows a lot about these things."
"Ah, yes. The Wataya family tradition," I said, as cool as an evening breeze across an inlet.